Let's get to business now, Ananzaki.
Thank you, Corin Atamadie. As you've been hearing, the Auckland Council votes today on its annual budget, and crucial to Mayor Wayne Brown's proposal to tackle a $325 million deficit is the sale of the council's 18% stake in the city's airport. A narrow majority of councillors reportedly opposed the potential $2.3 billion sale. Surveys suggest public support for at least a partial sale. New Zealand Equities portfolio manager at Fisher Funds, Matt Peak, expects no shortage of bidders if the sale is approved. But he reminds that any sale to an overseas buyer would have to pass the national interest test, which stymied a 2008 sale to Canadian investors.
That protection under the Overseas Investment Act is still there and ongoing. I guess, you know, we'd need to sort of see whether that situation develops again, whether the acts would get applied in the same way, given, I guess, it's not black and white. There's lenses that you can sort of look at a sale in terms of whether it could provide a national benefit or not.
That's Matt Peak of Fisher Funds. The Commerce Commission is relying on businesses to monitor and report on each other on instances of greenwashing. Consumer NZ wants the Commission to launch a targeted investigation into such claims, but the regulator's Fair Trading General Manager, Kristen Mannix, says it can't do it alone. She says consumers should be able to trust environmental claims made about products and services, but industry needs to step up as well.
We will investigate matters and do investigate matters and take compliance and enforcement action where it's appropriate. But we can't do all of the claims, and we really need businesses to hold each other to account and to step up in this area too.
That's Kristen Mannix of the Commerce Commission. The meteorological and physical feasibility of a proposed offshore wind farm in Taranaki is set to be tested. A floating light detecting and ranging device, or FLIDAR, is being deployed in the seas off the coast near Pattaya for a year. It's an important step in assessing whether a 1 gigawatt offshore wind farm looks viable as part of the joint venture between Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners and the New Zealand Superfund. Spokesperson Giacomo Calefi says the technology will measure key data, including wind speeds, waves and currents, to determine if the project and proposed site are suitable.
We're still in the feasibility stage. This is a key aspect of feasibility, to understand exactly what the resource looks like. So there's a lot more that we need to do in terms of understanding the environment, in terms of understanding the social acceptance of offshore wind as well. So we are looking at, if everything goes very well, we could have turbines in the water by the end of the decade.
Giacomo Calefi says launching the device increases the momentum building around the project and the idea of an offshore wind industry in New Zealand. While turning to the markets, mixed bag on Wall Street ahead of next week's Federal Reserve interest rate decision. Tech stocks are lower. The Dow Jones up 0.3%, S&P 500 down 0.3%, and the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, 1.1% lower. NZX Top 50 fell 105 points, about 0.9%, to 11,759, a two-month low. New Zealand dollar, 60.4 US cents, 90.8 Australian, 48.5 pence, 0.564 euro. Brent crude oil up 58 cents to $76.86 a barrel, and gold down $21 to $1,942 US dollars an ounce. Back with updated numbers around 8:30.